This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Off-air comments between you, Trevor, Austin, and I, that was better than the last segment we just had. And it was
We continued on.
And you and I just continued on. And you know what? You can just hold on a second, Mikey Duda, because I got a thought. No, I'm kidding. We'll get him involved here. But, you know, this likes kid last night, Derek, if I asked you this, if there's one guy on that team that you did not want to have the ball in his hand late in the game, with Miami, who would that guy be?
Those likes.
Okay. So there were three or four times where we would come down. Iowa would pick him up at half. He's so quick that, you know, I always love people that say that you need to buckle down. You need to bend your knees. You need to pick him up at half court. You do that against that kid, he's going to fly around you and laugh at you.
You already listed the problem. Iowa picked him up at half court.
Well, but here's what they would do.
Deny him the ball.
Well, but here's the problem. They didn't make him get rid of the ball.
Yeah.
So I kept saying that, like, Iowa would push him almost to the corner, and that's when the next guy needs to come up, set a trap to where, not to try to absolutely steal the ball. I mean, that'd be a bonus. Trap to where Likes then gets rid of the ball, and now you go.
That's part of why you couldn't play Kofi late, because Kofi wasn't going to be right. That guy off the ball screen to trap it. They tried it a little bit with Georgie, but I would have liked to see them sell out a little bit more, and even the full court press. For what, possession or two? Yeah. Iowa ripped it and got a steal. That actually worked. But two guys were beating you, and you could have put two defenders essentially on Likes, made sure no one left Vasilevich, and then let Miami try to beat you with whatever they have left.
Yeah. All right. Triangle and two, baby. Let's go back to the eighth grade days. Are you done yelling in there, Trevor?
Yeah.
Mikey Dudek, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Wow, we're just a little fired up from last night.
I watched that game. I thought we were gonna come back.
I know.
It was crazy. I thought we were gonna win it there at the end, but you know, unfortunately, we had that offensive foul.
Yeah, that was. And I think it was the right call. It was the right call. All right, Mikey Dudek. We'll talk basketball here in a little bit. I suppose you averaged 30 a game in high school too, probably.
No. You know, I actually. So I played basketball all growing up, and I loved basketball. You know, that was like my favorite sport. And then when I got to high school, football came or overshadowed basketball big time. I loved football, and I stopped playing basketball after eighth grade. And it's honestly, my dad was telling me, like, you're going to regret this one day. Like, you should keep playing. And I do regret it now because I was so focused on football that I just wanted to train football 24/7. And that's what I did. And, you know, it helped me get to college, playing football. But, you know, I wish I would have stuck with basketball because that was really my first love.
It's funny, Mikey, you know, as a parent now of, you know, my son isn't that much younger than you, you know, obviously in college now. So, there were a couple things he did in high school that I'm like, with regards to athletics, I'm like, you need to play. Because I'm promising you right now, you're going to look back on this in 10 years and regret every second that you didn't play. But obviously, Mikey, I mean, you did the right thing. You know, you ended up parlaying that into a scholarship. You had a great college career in football. But there is that little mindset. There is that little, you look back and you're like, man, how fun, you know, would it be? And that was me with football. Now, I was so skinny. I was just the littlest, tiniest guy, and I never played football. But now I look back and think, man, I wish I would have done it. I wish I would have gone out on a Friday night, just one season even, and experienced what everybody else experiences. But I don't know. It happens. All right, Saturday. Yeah. Saturday against Northwestern. Northwestern pretty much just came in. They could have sent a handwritten letter across the sideline to Lovie saying, here's what we're going to do on offense. You're not going to stop us. And Illinois didn't. How frustrating is that to watch when they're not doing anything fancy, Mikey. They're just running over you and running past you, and just plodding their way down the field. That stunk.
Yeah, no, it was really frustrating because, you know, it almost felt like our guys didn't even really want to be there. I know we had a lot of starters out, but, you know, everybody's got injured players at this point in the season. And I was just looking at, you know, some of the stats, and I noticed in the first half we only ran 14 plays and had, like, under 5 minutes of total time of possession with the ball. And, you know, you're not going to win a game doing that. I don't care if it's, you know, the Chicago Bears out there playing them. They're not going to win. And Northwestern just controlled the game, you know, from the first snap on. It was in their hands the entire time. And, you know, they just ran down our throat, put drives back together, back to back. And, you know, we couldn't stop them, like you said, but we knew what was coming.
Right.
It was frustrating, you know, and I'm sure, you know, the Coach Smith, and the defensive staff was, you know, trying to scheme against it, but yeah, it wasn't working. And, it put a little bit of a damper on the season for me, if I'm being honest.
Mikey, we praised this team for how good they were up front against Iowa. They outrushed the Hawkeyes. I know they haven't been as traditionally good on the ground as they usually are in Iowa City, but also Wisconsin, Michigan, they held them on the ground. But then to have this game, to have the way Minnesota ran against you, does that make you maybe rethink a little bit maybe how good or competent Illinois is up front?
Yeah, I mean, anytime. Yeah, I think Northwestern, their offense is one of the worst in the country this year, and it seems like they were, you know, able to do whatever they wanted against our defense. And like we've talked about in the past, you know, the offense, it starts up front for the offensive line against the defensive line. You know, if you can have a dominant offensive line, then you're going to win the game. And, you know, it looked like our D-line was just getting pushed around, you know, out-physicaled, out-hustled. And, you know, ultimately that's, you know, why we left with an L on Saturday.
Is it a bad sign that Isaiah Williams, I know you're not around every day, but
yeah,
for Illini fans to watch Matt Robinson, and it was frustrating the way that he played. And, of course, you want Brandon Peters to be out there. And once again, it was a targeting call in Iowa City. It wouldn't have helped you. But is it a bad sign that Isaiah Williams isn't the number two in your mind, from what you can judge?
No. I mean, Matt, he played horrible, and I know he would, you know, say the same. I think he had one completion in the first half, which is, you know, not good. But, you know, he's young, and more than any position in all of sports, football or quarterback, you know, you got to be mentally ready. And that takes a while at the quarterback position. There's a lot of stuff he needs to know. You can't just go out there like in high school and just be the most athletic guy and run for 1,000 yards. You know, you got to know what's going on. You got to recognize the defense. So there is a big learning curve with the quarterback position. So, you know, going into next year, it's going to be a good battle for that number two. But with a full offseason under his belt, I think, you know, Isaiah will be giving Matt a run for his money.
You can follow Mikey Dudek on Twitter at MDFlash_7. He has joined us all year. And, Mikey, we cannot thank you enough for doing this. This has been incredible to get your thoughts and opinions of this team. I want to go back about two or three answers from you where you said it kind of put a damper on the season. And, you know, it was kind of a weird feeling. I was, you know, as mentioned, I was out in Arizona with that Phoenix Illini Club. And Derek, you had done that against Michigan State. I'm like, I'm glad Derek could be the good luck charm, and I come out and we lose to Northwestern. But you had this feeling when that game ended, even though you're going to a bowl game, don't get me wrong, you did, as I was talking to people there about this team, I think everybody kind of said what you just said in terms of that loss to Northwestern and just kind of the way it happened and the sense that, you just feel like this, well, you don't feel like, you know, this is not a good Northwestern team, and you let them come into your stadium and punk you like they did. I mean, what does that say about the mentality of that Illinois team on Saturday?
You know, I said this earlier, it looked like they didn't even want to be there.
Right.
You know, I know actions mean a lot more than words, and you can say you're fired up, you can say, you know, you want to go out there and play, but, you know, in my opinion, if we only had 5 wins, I feel like we would have seen a way different Illini team out there, knowing that, you know, we're playing to get to a bowl game. But, you know, we secured the bowl bid. But, you know, the feeling I had after that game was that, you know, our season was over. And I know we do have that seventh or the 13th game coming up going for the seventh victory. But it's just – it was a really weird feeling. And you know, hopefully those guys, whoever they draw in the bowl game, I'm not sure when those
Sunday.
Come out.
It'll be Sunday. Sunday
they come out.
Yep.
So whoever they draw, I'm sure – you know, they probably have an idea now, Coach Smith and maybe Josh Whitman have an idea of who it's going to be and where it's going to be at. Hopefully they come out with a better attitude because, you know, if they come out the same way they did against Northwestern, it's going to be a long offseason despite making the bowl game.
That's so funny what you said, Mikey. It was excellent because you just said you felt like the season's over. And it's almost like now, yeah. Like I was trucking along at 100 miles an hour until you went to Iowa. You lose that game, but you're not that disappointed. You felt like you went toe-to-toe with the Miami team. You went all 12 rounds, if I can use a boxing analogy. So you leave that one, and maybe you slowed down to 80 miles an hour, and I'm like, all right, well, listen, we're still rolling here. I'm still excited. Let's get a seventh win. Let's nail down a pinstripe, nail down a Santa Clara with the red box. You know, let's get seven wins. And then, like you said, it's almost like the car just stopped. And I feel the same way. Like I'm going to have to now generate excitement again, which will happen. I think once the bowl pairings come out, that will happen. But you're right. I feel like it was just like doom and gloom of like, oh my gosh, we just finished 4-8. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, hold on though. We didn't. We're 6-6. How much can you blame the injuries for that game? I know Northwestern was down to their four-string quarterback, but I'm going to be honest with you. That may have been a Pat Fitzgerald issue all year. I think he's the best quarterback they got. So that may have been a stroke of luck that Northwestern's down to their four-string quarterback. But how much can you blame the injuries? Because let's be honest. I mean, that is part of this. Illinois had so many starters out for that game. How much does that disrupt a team, et cetera, going into a game?
It's big time. You know, it's tough. You know, I think starting quarterback, two best receivers, you know, obviously Bobby Roundtree being out all year long, then Doug Kramer going down. It's a lot of the big leaders on the team. You know, Mike Epstein's been out for a while now too. It's tough. You know, you go in there and you got guys who haven't played a lot, who don't have the experience. And it's hard for them to go out there and, you know, actually play in those live game reps because it's a lot different than practice. So, you know, it does throw off the groove a little bit, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Whenever you have a new quarterback in there, just the plays are different. The timing is different. And it's a lot to do and it's tough to duplicate that in practice just because, you know, you can practice as hard as you want, but you're not going to mimic the game speed, that you get on Saturday. So it makes a big difference, but you know, every team has some sort of injury right now. Nobody's 100% healthy this late in the season. So, you know, although we were shorthanded at a lot of positions, I still am disappointed. I'm not going to use that as an excuse as to why, you know, we played the way we did on Saturday.
Talking ball with Mikey Dudek, former Illini wide receiver, freshman All-American. You can follow him on Twitter at MDFlash_7. Mike, let's get to some positives. I'm told that Dale Harding was named first team All Big Ten.
Yeah.
Sidney Brown, third team. Blake Hayes, punter of the year in the Big Ten. Thoughts on those three with those accolades?
Wow, I didn't see that. I've been working all day. I wasn't checking Twitter. That's awesome. You know, especially, you know, Dale getting first team All Big Ten and Blake, you know, punter of the year. That's very special. And Dale, we've spoke about this a ton. He's one of the hardest workers I've ever met. You know, that's a kid you go in at 6 a.m. workouts and, you know, he was in at 5 and he's already sweating. And I'm not exaggerating. That's how he is. And, you know, he paid his dues for 4 years. It seems like, nowadays, you know, everybody runs from the competition, but Dale, he wants it. You know, he wants to outwork you. He wants to show you what he has. And Sidney, you know, what a great story. I'm pretty sure he grew up in Canada, then, you know, went to Florida for a few years to play high school ball. And he's another kid who works extremely hard. And Blake, you know, the gray leg, I used to hate catching his punts in practice because, you know, I would say 90% of the punters out there are right footed. So they kick with the right foot. And when he kicks with his left foot, it puts a opposite spin on the ball. So it carries weird, and it's tough as a punt returner. But, you know, he did good all year long. He, you know, saved our defense, saved our team a lot of points, just, you know, being where he was able to put the ball. I think I was reading some more stats where he set some records for most downs inside the 20, inside the 5. And, you know, that's huge. It's a field position game, and, you know, he controlled it for the most part for us.
Yeah, he helped win that Purdue game. There's no doubt. And you know, and isn't it funny? He's not even up for punter of the year in college football. Like, to me, that's the worst oversight I think I've ever seen. What is it, the Ray Guy Award or whatever? Yeah, he's not even eligible for that. I'm like, what? Are you shocked that, like, a Sidney Green, a Jake Hansen, I know injuries played a big role in those guys that Jake hasn't played now in the last three or four, but, you know, Jake Hansen, are you shocked he's not even third team?
Yeah, big time. And I'm not sure who does the voting or, you know, how they determine it, but he definitely should have been on A team. Was he honorable mention? Do you know that?
I guess not. According to Trevor, no. Yeah. So, weird.
Oh, wow. That's very shocking to me then, that he's now, you know, one of the best 10 or so linebackers in the Big Ten when, you know, before his injury, he was leading in a bunch of categories, or if not second to Dele in a bunch of categories. But, you know, it's an injury bug. You know, everybody gets hit with it. And, you know, I know he's still happy as could be for Dele
and the
other two that got honored. But, you know, he'll be back next year. So I know he'll be chasing after that.
Stanley Green, Jake Hansen, Nate Hobbs, all honorable.
Oh, okay. So, that makes it better. That's my apologies, Mikey. I led you down a path there. I was thinking that wasn't the case. Bebe, that's what Derek just asked me off air. He's like, what about the matter of Bebe? I mean, as a wide receiver, he had a heck of a year. I understand the volume probably wasn't there for him.
No. Yeah, I think he had, 9 or 10 touchdown catches and probably like 40 catches. So, you know, every 4 or 5 balls that he caught was a touchdown. So, you know, the volume wasn't there. And the Big Ten is loaded with receivers who just put up insane stats. But, you know, he had a great year.
Mikey Dudek, we'll let you go here in a second. What is next now for this Illinois team? Obviously, they find out on Sunday. I think I asked you this question similar last week, and you gave a great answer on it, but they'll find out Sunday kind of the when, who, where, maybe inside the program they find out before that. I don't think so, though. I don't know. But what are they doing this week? And then, you know, what happens once you find out, boom, we're going to this bowl and this is who you're playing? Do you immediately start working on that team, or do you work on yourself for a month, or how does that work?
Yeah, so just, you know, I never went to a bowl with Coach Smith, but, you know, going back to when we had Coach Beckman there, the first week, you know, after we beat Northwestern, we had a completely off week minus, you know, lifting, which was nothing crazy. It's a good time for guys, you know, that have been playing for 3 months now to rest their bodies and, you know, get back into normal shape. But then after you find out, so we found out on a Sunday, and we had no clue. They took us in the team meeting room, showed us a video, and then at the end they surprised us with, you know, where we were going and who we were playing on what day. And then after that, we had Monday through Thursday off, just lifting again. And then we'd practice Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And for the first 2 weeks, that's how all of our bowl week was. So like the 4 weeks leading up to the game, we were always off Monday through Thursday. It was a good time for guys to, you know, focus on school because finals are coming up. You don't want to have to crunch for that. So they do treat it as, you know, a gift. You know, it's pretty special to go to a bowl game. And, you know, they don't want you to get behind in school just because you have practice and all that stuff. But, and then once we were about 2 weeks out, we really started to dive in on, you know, Louisiana Tech, who we played. And then, you'll go down to the bowl game. I think when we played, the game was on a Friday. We flew to Dallas on a Monday. And then just practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in the morning, nothing crazy, just helmets, more walkthrough style. And then, you go play the game.
Sweet.
All right. Not to fret, boys. Lon just sucker punched the Big Ten.
Uh-oh.
Going after Bebe, no selection. The offensive selections actually come out tomorrow.
Oh,
I would expect him in there, Kendrick Green.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, what?
none of the O-linemen. That's
yeah. Cool. Okay. Well, then. Okay. This is starting to make more sense now as I piece all this together. That's my fault. I didn't. I thought they would just. Can they just release the team? I mean, just release it. I don't know why we got to wait a day. I guess for Big Ten Network.
Yeah.
All right. That's my bad. Listen, that's not the first dumb thing I've done on the air, so I'm used to that. All right, Mikey Dudick. Here's what we're gonna do. You have been great, diligent all year. You've joined us. How about we wait until we get closer to bowl game and bring you back on for a couple segments to get ready for that bowl game? Will that work?
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right, buddy. As always, appreciate your time every Tuesday during the season. Mikey Dudick joined us, and it was wonderful. Great information, great just stuff from that, from the kind of a player point of view that a lot of us as fans don't really realize. So we really appreciate it, my friend. And we'll chat soon. I'll be in touch to let you know kind of what we'll do next. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool. Thank you, guys. It was a fun season.
Absolutely, buddy. We appreciate it. Can't thank you enough. Mikey Dudick, former Illini All-American. Follow him on Twitter, at MDFlash7. That was good stuff with Mikey, man.
That was my fault. I was feeding you all kinds of information. You made it sound like you fell on a sword there, but that was kind of my bad. I was just feeding you all sorts of different stuff.
Listen, that sword, there's a hole that it falls through every time, so it doesn't even hurt me anymore.
Oh,
it goes right through.
My Jim Larinaga hate was blinding my vision on the Big Ten page for who won.
And you know what? They've probably done this like the last 6 years with regards to the defense first and the offense second, but I don't know how many of our guys have made it. So I don't know that I've been really – it was almost like I had a funny discussion with Fred Wakefield. We started talking about the bowls and everything, and Fred was like, I had to kind of like reposition myself with remembering when the bowls start and what tie-ins there are with the Big Ten. And you know, he wasn't obviously ripping Illinois at all. He was so excited. But I said the same thing. I'm like, Fred, I got so excited when they became bowl eligible. I printed that thing off. I printed a sheet off and just started – focusing on every bowl that the Big Ten goes to, and I would simply have like a 2-minute thought to myself at every bowl. Like, all right, that would be awesome to play in the Gator Bowl. That would be cool to play in the Outback Bowl. That'd be cool. You know, what do you got to do to get here? What do you got to do to get here? So it's just kind of a new thing for us. So, you know, that was tough. I still think Illinois might get away with not the loss, in other words, the Northwestern. Maybe not hurt him with regards to Pinstripe or Santa Clara.
Well, it didn't hurt him in the sense that Nebraska could have been bowl eligible and lost.
True.
I think that might have hurt you then because Nebraska beat you head-to-head and they travel better than Illinois fans do. And that's not an indictment on Illinois fans.
No, Nebraska is ridiculous, yeah.
But I think that might have stung and it didn't end up hurting you because they lost. Good.
Well,
say Pinstripe Bowl. Dre Brown goes nuts on a baseball field, not to the level of Michael, but...
Well. You'd really have to have a day to overcome.
Don't forget, Mikel LeShore is like 45 years old.
That is not true.
What did he run for like was it 330?
Yeah.
330 that day. That was crazy stuff. And of course, don't say that, Derek, because Trevor has family in Santa Clara. So
I'm all in for Red Bond.
Yeah, you are.
I get free lodging if it's Red Bond.
You're either going to be there having the time of your life or you're going to be here and we're getting ready for the Pinstripe Bowl and you're going to be all mad. Yeah. The Pinstripe doesn't excite me. I mean, it excites me more than the Quick Lane. Don't get me wrong.
Exactly.
But
you're 6-6.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know what is exciting? We have 4 wrestling tickets to give away.
Oh! How about we, and by the way, we got all your texts. We got tons of texts we need to go through.
I liked flabbergasted. That
yeah, I did
word.
Too. Cause we asked, like, what's one word to explain? Mine's confused.
I was stunned.
You were stunned and.
I was alarmed.
Alarmed. Okay. So that explains what we're thinking of Illinois basketball.
Shocked, deflated, flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted.
Something I can't say.
Yeah. Ticked off.
Fatigued.
Fatigued is a good one. So we always read your stuff, so we'll try to get a couple of those on. I know some of you had questions. All right, let's give away tickets for tomorrow night's AEW wrestling match at State Farm Center. What do you want them to text in? How about puke? P-U-K-E.
Wow.
That is the word of the weekend for Lon. Puke. And I can explain all that when we come back if you didn't hear the start of the show. But P-U-K-E.
I don't think you need to.
Puke. The 10th texter at 359-2255 with the word puke. you will win 4 tickets to the wrestling tomorrow night at State Farm Center. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Tis the season of giving. With Busey's mobile app, give yourself peace of mind and simplify your financial life. Deposit checks, transfer funds, check balances, and pay bills wherever you are this holiday season. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dealing with technology can be confusing and frustrating. With all the disorienting details of both wired and wireless technologies, it's easy to get things confused. Area-wide Technologies in Champaign make sure your virtual private information is secure and allows you peace of mind that you will always be connected to customers and their problems. Give Area-wide a shot at 359-8041 or head to their website at www.areawidetech.com and let them take the confusion of cybersecurity out of your hands.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Rankings night. The College Football Playoff Selection Committee hard at work over the last couple of days, comparing teams and numbers, debating, arguing, trying to make sense of why Team X should be ahead of Teams Y and Z. In the end, the top three are not going to be in any debate as to their top four worthiness. Doesn't even matter the order into which Ohio State, LSU, and Clemson are slotted. They're clearly the three best teams in all the land. On Sunday, it'll matter, but it won't matter necessarily on Tuesday. And Georgia stays four because why wouldn't they? The debate really is at five, and ultimately tonight's rankings, while driving conversation and debate amongst the masses, don't really matter either. Again, Sunday's rankings will. Because here's the question. Is a Pac-12 champion Utah more deserving than a Big 12 champion Oklahoma or Baylor when it comes to being in the playoff? Rank them how you want to rank them tonight, given the committee's clean slate approach. Tonight's rankings aren't even a precursor to what we will see on Sunday. It's good conversation. Just don't plan your life around it. And if Georgia beats LSU Saturday in Atlanta, it won't matter who's five, because everybody from five down will be left out anyway. In 60 seconds, it's a shocker, but not the first time we've seen it, even recently.
Pros like you do it right by starting with Lowe's to save on the brands you trust. Stop in today and get your choice of a DeWalt 20-volt max brushless cordless drill or a DeWalt 2-pack of 20-volt power tool batteries, each just $99. For your next electrical job, we have quantities you need of 250 and 1,000-foot rolls of Southwire Romex Simple 12-2 and 14-2 wire. Plus, get the electrical boxes, switches, dimmers, and conduit you need to complete the job. Load up today and every day. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 12-5 through 12-11 U.S. only.
Tis the season to get the job done right. At AutoZone, we've got great deals on awesome products to help you spread the cheer this year. Right now, save $30 when you buy a 180-piece Duralast Mechanics tool set. It's perfectly portable, so getting the job done on the go is a breeze. And Duralast tools are guaranteed for life, which means it really is the gift that keeps on giving. Celebrating the holidays with a job well done starts here. Visit AutoZone.com, and we'll help you get what you need. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Washington football fans, let Oklahoma fans help you through it. The scenario played out just like it did in Norman 30 months ago. A relatively young, incredibly successful head coach suddenly steps down, leaving the program in the hands of a virtually self-appointed first-time head coach. Chris Peterson announced his plans yesterday at the age of 55. Stoops did it 2.5 years ago at 56. In both cases, the guy was flat worn out. A reminder of just how exhausting college football coaching can be. Truly year-round, all the recruiting demands. It isn't just coaching, not by a long shot. Both Stoops and Peterson had a great thing. It just wasn't great for them anymore. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari.
Okay, I go to my refrigerator one morning and everything is warm. This is not how I wanted to start my day. I bought it 5 years ago at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, so I called them. They told me it was still under the free protection plan. Wow, my day just got better. They sent a technician right out and he said it needed a new control board, inverter, support motor, and gasket. Normally a $1,269 repair, but he charged me nothing. Zip, zero, nada. Boy, am I glad I bought it at Dick Van Dyke. Wow.
I'm Dennis Regan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Champaign-Urbana within the past month. Most of our appliances come with our exclusive free 10-year protection plan and the fast service to back it up. Wow.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. You already know that Country Arbor's is the home of the best Fraser fir Christmas tree in town. And this Saturday, we're also home of Santa Claus. This Saturday is Country Arbor's Christmas open house. We'll have cookies, candy, music, and from 11 to 2:30, we'll have Santa Claus. Yes, Santa Claus will be taking pictures and listening to your holiday wishes. No long lines at Country Arbor's, and he loves dogs. So bring your kids, bring your pets, and get your trees, wreaths, and roping, and free pictures with Santa. If you can't make it Saturday, we're open 7 days a week until we're sold out. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
Yeah, baby. Looking to rock. Hey, do we have a winner, Trevor? One of these. I'll get you. Just fire that in. We're actually being...
A lot of puke in the text line?
A lot of puke.
A lot of people puking.
A lot of people puking today.
Dan won.
All right. And
Jokic?
No. We are going to surprise a few people. If you just texted in puke, you're going to be rewarded. Some of you. Trevor is in the process right now of figuring out, I don't know how many more, maybe a couple of more, that we're going to notify you about. You have also won AEW wrestling tickets. We're going to try to finish it off tonight because just tomorrow night is the wrestling, what do you call that, a match? The event. I mean, there's more than one. So the event is tomorrow night, and that'd be a rush to come here and get your tickets and try to make it over. So tonight we're going to try to figure out what tickets we have left, and you may be notified soon that you won if you texted in puke.
Explain for those who missed.
Let me explain it real quick and then we get to drive time. So I had gone to Arizona for 5 days to see my son, and by the way, spent a lot of time with Lucas. It just fills your heart. I can't explain it, but as a parent, and you, I know a lot of you out there have done this to where your son or daughter goes to college, or they, you know, get out of college and they move away or whatever, and it's just not the same, right? So going out there and just being around Lucas with Andrew there, it just, everything felt right. You know, I was just like, all right, I'm back to where it's just a cool feeling as a parent. But the trip in itself was one of the worst I've ever experienced in my life. Cause there's two, I've always told Trevor, there's two things that are guaranteed for Lante. I never get sick, and wherever I travel, whenever and wherever I go, the weather is always A-okay, perfect. It's been like this for my entire life. So we fly out to Arizona on Thanksgiving Day. Lucas has food prepared. He has made turkey, noodles, mashed potatoes, corn, rolls. I was so impressed. I'm like, wow, it was excellent stuff. But to make the story quick, Friday he was sick all day. So Lucas was sick all day. And, you know, that's the point of going out there to see him. And I couldn't all day. Just slept all day. Plus the weather was like the high on the first 2 days we were there, Thursday and Friday, the high was 56 and it rained both days, all day. And I'm like, well, I could experience this in Illinois, you know? So then Saturday we go watch the Illinois football game. That's where I physically got sick. No, I'm kidding. I didn't. But then, so Lucas didn't quite feel right. Andrew started feeling bad. So we don't do anything Saturday night. We just stayed in, ordered pizza, visited. Sunday morning, now Andrew's sick. Lucas feeling better. We end up, Andrew makes this miraculous recovery. We go to the Arizona Cardinals game. They have one of their 10 worst performances in franchise history, and that's over 100 years old, this franchise. So I got to see that and pay a lot of money to see that. I'm like, well, this is garbage. Thank you. Then Monday we woke up, and Andrew's still sick. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So then today we leave. We get up. I'm up at 3 a.m. We're at Sky Harbor at like 4:30. We fly out at 6. And on the way home, we're about an hour into a 2.5-hour flight to St. Louis, and a family in front of me, there's two daughters with a mom, the dad is sitting to my right, I'm talking to the dad a little bit, we're talking Blues, we're talking Cardinals, they're from St. Louis area, The mom gets up to get into the aisle to throw something away, and then the daughter, the youngest daughter, gets up in front of her. So now the daughter is right next to me, and the mom's right behind her, and the daughter just all of a sudden just pukes three times right in the aisle. And I'm like, oh, and I'm getting splatter on me, and I'm like, oh, no! So that, I looked at Andrew, and of course, as mentioned at the start of the show, I just felt horrible for the parents, cause, and the little girl. I felt bad for her too, but the parents were like, I'm so sorry. We're like, we're good. Everybody's good. We're fine. Make sure she's good. So, but I told Andrew, I looked at Andrew after it all kind of settled down, and I'm like, if that's not the most fitting way to end this vacation, I don't know what is. So my travel experience finally deleted now. Like I can never the rest of my life say, oh, every time I travel, it's perfect weather. And then if I don't get sick this week, it will be a modern miracle because I spent all day in an apartment with a sick child and then 2 days in a hotel room with a sick child and then got puked on by a child that I do not know on Tuesday. So four of the 5 days I was gone, there was sickness involved in it. So that was my trip to Arizona. I'm glad yours went a lot better.
Yes, it did. I'm sorry for that.
And Illinois lost to Northwestern. Illinois lost to Miami. Arizona Cardinals were horrible. Seemed like there was something else that happened in there, too, that was just a bad. But you know what? I got to see Lucas, and that was the key. That was the key to all of it. So it was fun to get out there and do that, but it was just I just had to laugh. I'm like, I don't know what else to do. I've got to laugh this off because this is crazy.
Well, all right. Welcome back.
You've got to read. Thank you. I appreciate it. You've got to read that I didn't allow you to do, so I'll let you do it now.
Yeah, get up and go to your Central Illinois Honda dealers and take advantage of huge clearance saving on Honda's award-winning model line during the Happy Honda Day sales event. Find the Honda dealer nearest you. Visit CentralILHondaDealers.com. That's CentralILHondaDealers.com.
Let's drive. Let's do it.
Drive Time brought to you by Honda BMW Champaign. For a wide selection of new and used vehicles, check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy and online at drivechampaign.com.
All right, real quick, some good news. The defensive side of the ball was selected today by the Big Ten, and Illinois had Blake Hayes selected as the Big Ten Punter of the Year. Dale Harding was named first team All Big Ten linebacker, and Sidney Brown made the All Big Ten third team. Now, for honorable mention, what were those again? You can yell if you want, Trevor. I know Jake Hansen made honorable mention.
Stanley Green.
Stanley Green made honorable mention, and we're waiting for Trevor.
Nate Hobbs.
Nate Hobbs made honorable mention. So pretty good showing. So six guys in total at least made honorable mention or better. Again, Dale Harding, first team, all Big Ten linebacker, and Blake Hayes selected as the punter of the year. The offense is selected next. Is that, in other words, when I say next, like
tomorrow?
Oh, it is tomorrow then. We have confirmed that it is tomorrow. So we will have that news tomorrow on some of the guys. And like we talked about, maybe Bebe. Maybe Dre Brown, maybe? I don't know. I think he and Reggie.
Get an honorable mention, but they did take carries from each other.
Yeah.
Offensive linemen, you look for.
No doubt.
Kramer, Kinder Green.
Probably Kinder Green.
Yeah.
Maybe Palchewski. That's a lot, though.
Potentially, I don't know about that one.
Probably Kramer and Green and Bebe.
Yeah.
That'd be our guess. Okay. So that's that. All right. Illinois basketball last night. They lose 81-79 to Miami. They were down 27 points. They come back but fall on a offensive charge as Io was trying to get the ball to the bucket. Down 1 point. That would have given them the lead. Of course, the foul, what's the little guy's name? Likes.
Chris Likes.
Takes the charge. Derek, what does that mean? What does the game mean? We broke this down heavy in the first hour. So if you want to podcast that, and we can do it a little bit more, but in general, what does it mean to lose at home to a not very good Miami team? This could hurt you bad.
Potentially bad loss that you look back on in March, and you don't have a lot of opportunities in the non-conference quality wins. I don't know if Miami was even that, but you wanted to prevent the chance that this one hurts you down the road. The fact that Miami lost to UConn by 25, they lost to Florida by 20.
Wow.
not a great basketball team. Have some offensive talent, which they showed against you on your home floor. But right. to be down 27, you now kind of got to make up for it here in the next stretch against either Maryland in College Park this weekend, Michigan at home next week. If you don't, you're 0-2. We can't count the Missouri game really one way or the other.
Right.
And knowing how Big Ten play starts up again in January at Michigan State, Purdue, at Wisconsin, you have a chance to be in a hole as a team that has plans to make the NCAA tournament.
Was it salt in the wound, the fact that you came back and then ultimately lost?
Yeah.
I said that it was the worst of both worlds.
Yeah.
You experienced a blowout loss and a poorly executed close loss all within an hour.
That's a good call. That's a good call.
Yeah, what was the what's the most frustrating part of that whole thing?
I think just early on when, well, for me it's the turnovers again. You come out, you're already, it seems like Miami's already playing a gear faster than you with intensity and urgency, and then it seemed like Illinois just came down, threw the ball away like we're accustomed to them doing. And as soon as you turned it over, you knew what Miami was going to do. And it was frustrating as a fan because you felt like every time they released a shot, whether it be from 5 feet or 24, that it was going to go in. And every time, it went in. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So there was a little bit of me with anger towards Illinois' defense and a little bit of me saying, really, Miami? Like, you scored 55 points against UConn. And I'm not saying UConn's not a better defensive team. They probably are. I haven't watched them play. But 55 points, like Miami will go out their next game and they'll score 60. They just will not shoot like that again. But the point is, you said it best, Derek, and I'll let you explain it. You gave them confidence early in that game. Turnovers were a big part of it, but you allowed them to gain confidence on the offensive end, and that's where it snowballed.
They were comfortable throughout the entire first half. They scored 50 points. When Vasilevich gets a couple open threes, all of a sudden tough shots later in the game were ones that he was comfortable taking. And then Chris Likes, able to do whatever he wants, burning by Trent Frazier, was great in the ball screen game, and then all of a sudden Kofi's sitting there. I can go by you. You can shoot the pull-up jumper in your face. And when you have talented guards that are able to get comfortable, and that's where Illinois' defense in the past has made some, you know, Cassius Winston uncomfortable, yeah. Anthony Cowan uncomfortable.
True.
I know we teeter on the, you want them to pressure, but you don't want them to give up easy ones. And now you're not getting the turnovers, but you're not fouling. You got to figure something out because bottom line, no matter what Illinois did, zone, pack line, pressure, they're giving up easy baskets and they're not getting stops.
Yeah, and you're right about, you know, last year we complained about easy layups, but turnovers. You just said it. I'm not going to regurgitate it. You know what bottom line is? Win.
Yeah.
And that's their job to figure it out, not ours. That is their job to figure out how to get this team in position to win. It's the player's job to go out and execute. So do it.
Yeah, that was really frustrating. The lack of urgency, the fact that you weren't ready to play a big game on your home floor, and just the fact that I think this team has played has been too cool.
Yeah, yeah.
They haven't been, you know, have an urgency or a desperation about them. The fact that they waited all offseason, told everybody how good they thought they could be.
Yep.
And then they passed off concerns early. You go to overtime against Nicholls, say, we missed shots.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Underwood after Grand Canyon said, we want to challenge ourselves against Arizona because we don't want to play patsies and get a false sense of who we are. But that's entirely what they did the last four games
that's
at home
true.
On the cupcakes.
That's true. It's frustrating, man. It is really, really frustrating. And I don't know. This is a team now that goes in against Maryland on the road. You won against Maryland last year at Madison Square Garden. Now you'll be going to play on their home court. I mean, that's almost insurmountable. Let's be honest. I don't think you're going to go in and knock off a top five team on the road, but possibly. Then you'd have Michigan at home. Again, the Big Ten does Illinois no favors with these early first two games with Maryland and Michigan. But it is what it is. You got to play your schedule. Michigan, if they win tonight, could be number one in the country when they come into Champaign. When is that?
Week from tomorrow.
Week from tomorrow. We're going to have another match.
They play Louisville tonight at the Yum Center.
Okay.
Personal reasons, I'm rooting for Michigan, so I want to see them be number one in the
Boom.
Town.
The thing that I think frustrated me as well last night, I know Brad Underwood said it, and he was on with it, that he was scared to death when he saw the matchup with Likes right off the bat. I mean, 8 months ago, he looked at it and was like, oh, man, he's good. Well, he doesn't have to come here and be the best guard on the court, but he was.
Yeah.
He was the best guard on that court all night, and that's even with foul trouble, he was the best guard. And that was frustrating for me. When you look at a lineup that Illinois produces that has three really good guards, and for that kid, Josh likes to be the best kid on the court, on an away court, in front of a rowdy crowd, he came out and just dominated that game. That was frustrating to me, probably the most.
Yeah, it gives you no confidence that Anthony Cowan's not going to do the same thing, that Xavier Simpson's not going to have success, but there you go. Mentioning the fact that you have Trent Frazier, Andres Feliz, I would assume Io was a preseason All Big Ten, yep, first team, or a projected first round pick. Now, recently, I saw ESPN has him 56th.
Okay.
He's trending in the wrong direction. He's not even playing at the level that he was at the middle of his freshman year. It's frustrating where he's trying to, he's not hitting threes.
Nope.
He's not finishing around the basket.
Nope.
He's trying to force some things at times, and it just not playing great. Not playing great.
Ken Pom does the comparison thing that I like. And Io's comparison is a guy I've never heard of right now.
Oh, wow.
From Jacksonville State like 6 years ago.
Eesh.
He's also ranked, I think, the 1,100th player in KenPom. And this is a guy who's, if he was a lottery pick, would be a top 12 player in all of college basketball. So technically, according to where they projected him to finish at the beginning of the year, he's like 1,010 spots worse.
Yikes.
Also, Georgie is ranked one roll above nearly invisible.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and he has not started strong. The sophomore year has not been heavenly so far.
He's visible on defense and not in a good way.
No, not at all. Can you wrap us up, Dirk?
This was Drive Time, brought to you by Honda BMW Champaign. For a wide selection of new and used vehicles, check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neil and Burr Washington Savoy and online at drivechampaign.com.
Hey, I want you to join Diane Ducey on Thursday, December 5th from 4 to 6 for the grand opening preview party for Crunch Fitness. You'll find Crunch Fitness at 40 East Anthony Drive in Champaign. It's the old Toys R Us building. Tour their new $6 million, 36,000 square foot state-of-the-art fitness center. Meet the trainers. Check out their cardio equipment, group fitness studios. There's a tanning salon. I could use that. Didn't get any of that in Arizona. Thanks a lot. And more. Join Crunch Fitness for $1 down. That's it. $1 down. Membership starts as low as $9.95 a month. Find out more at CrunchChampaign.com. CrunchChampaign.com. Again, Diane Ducey from 4 to 6 this Thursday will be at the grand opening preview party for Crunch Fitness. It's there, the old Toys R Us building. I assume you can just walk in, say, hey, I want to check out your facility before I sign up, and I bet they'd be glad to take your app. So give it a shot. We are The Drive. We're back.
Mm-hmm. 36 countries, thousands of artisans, and countless stories. They all come together when you experience 10,000 villages in downtown Champaign. This holiday season, discover skillfully handcrafted jewelry, home decor, and more. And your purchase will bring dignity to families, feed and educate their children, and allow them to live happier and healthier lives. Experience unique handmade wonders of the world at 10,000 villages, your fair trade retailer for over 30 years. 105 North Walnut in downtown Champaign. Shop local with global impact. Visit 10,000villages.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At the award-winning Honda BMW, if you'll go in now, you have a chance to buy a new Honda at 0.9% financing for 72 months. That doesn't happen very often. Get your details at DriveChampaign.com or stop by the award-winning dealership off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. It's Honda BMW. Again, 0.9% financing for 72 months till the end of the year. Visit Honda today. DriveChampagne.com online, off Neela Burwash in Savoy.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. This year's Live to Lead was the best one ever. So we're hosting an encore presentation of the exact same program on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the I Hotel. John Maxwell, Angela Arendt, Marcus Buckingham of Strength Finder, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis of Girl Wash Your Face. They rock the house. Don't miss this opportunity. Bring your team, bring your spouse, bring a friend. It'll be an amazing program that you won't forget. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Maybe you're like me. There's all these different TVs out there, and I get so confused. Right now, there's a Sony 4K. Andy, my buddy from Premier Sound, is right next to me. How you doing, my friend?
Lante, what's happening tonight? How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. What is the 4K? What is the Sony? I know I've got to have it, and you've got it for cheap, but what do I need it for?
Absolutely, buddy. We sell every single Sony product under the sun. We can get you Sony TVs, Sony receivers, Sony soundbars. We can do it all for you. But the greatest thing about Sony 4K, obviously most of you have 1080p or standard high-definition televisions that we've seen for years and years and years. Well, now there's 4K, four times the resolution. They start at 32-inch, jump up to 40, 43, 50, 55. We go all the way up to an 85-inch Sony 4K TV that are under $3,000.
Wow.
That's for the 85-inch. We have a fantastic 65-inch at around $999. You got to come into Premier Sound if you're interested in a Sony 4K TV. You'll love it. I mean it. You got to come in and see them, Rob.
That's why I trust you.
Come see me. Corner of Prospect and Bradley in Champaign.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands. Here's a great offer from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering instant rebates up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying training systems. That's $1,000 in instant rebates or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. Any season, any time, you can count on Lands.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
The Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Finishing up here on the drive, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise, Lon ducked out early to do some scouting.
That's what a good basketball coach does, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't know if he brought the camcorder. He's going to take notes in the notepad.
Are you allowed to film other teams' practices?
Well, it's a game.
Oh, it's a game. Yeah. He's not going to practice. Okay.
Right. Maybe he can periscope it for all the...
We'll see how his shoot-around goes. See if he decides to make adjustments if the shoot-around doesn't go well. I'm sorry. We can move on.
That's all right. Some more games in the Big Ten ACC Challenge tonight. Iowa on the road at Syracuse. They're 4.5-point underdogs. Northwestern at Boston College. 3.5-point underdogs. Michigan is a 6-point dog at Louisville.
That one's interesting to me.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I'd take Michigan plus 6.
Yeah.
I think Louisville.
Should be a close game at least.
It should be at least a close game. And secondly, Louisville's played hardly anybody.
That's a good point.
I mean, you look at their schedule, and I know they're 6-0, and because they were, you know, the de facto number 2 team heading into the year, they got bumped up to 1 because Michigan State and Duke lost, but I don't really know that they've played to the level of the number 1 team in the nation, whereas I think Michigan has.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the teams that have played good competition. That's why I like Florida State. Plus 1.5 at Indiana tonight as well. And then lastly, Duke, 6.5-point underdogs in East Lansing, 8:30 tip on ESPN.
I'd side with MSU if I'm going to side with one of those.
Yeah.
I don't like the way Duke's trending.
I didn't mention Rutgers, their 2.5-point underdogs at Pitt, but now I did.
I would parlay Michigan plus 6 and Florida State plus 1.5 if you're going to do something. I think that could work out in your favor.
All right, there you have it. On the drive, thank you to Mikey Dudek for joining us. McLean Stahl as well. Check out the Game Day Spirits Stadium sale this Saturday around Memorial Stadium. Until tomorrow, this is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.